All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday, August 26, 2017. An absolutely stunning day out there today. If you're not going over to Glen Oaks and watching the Northern Trust Open, then I don't think you're doing golf right. It is absolutely a gorgeous property, a stunning property, and the weather is absolutely perfect. And if there's not, if there's any indication as to what kind of test of golf Glen Oaks is, you need not look any further than the leaderboard. Jonathan Vegas, minus six. Dustin Johnson, minus six. Ricky Fowler, minus six. Jordan Spieth, 96. Minus six, excuse me. Matt Kuchar, minus five. Bubba Watson, minus five. Then you got John Rahm, Justin Rose, and Russell Henley, and then Patrick Reed leading the minus threes. It's a tremendous leaderboard, and it's going to be an outstanding weekend. The course is going to be fiery this weekend, I believe. We had Craig Currier on the last couple weeks, 2 weeks ago, and it was, you know, we had just gotten a little bit of rain, and then we got a little rain on Tuesday night, into Wednesday. And so that softened things back up a little bit. But since that Wednesday night or early, Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, and I'm not exactly sure exactly when it hit, but since then it's been dry conditions. The weather has been absolutely beautiful. And so I expect the fairways to be running firm and fast. I believe the greens will be drying out. It's going to be a tremendous test, and it's as I said, a tremendous property. And just by the leaderboard, it just tells you everything you need to know about how Glen Oaks is performing. I mean, that's as, you know, if you're talking to a title sponsor and you say like, what do I want on a weekend for my tournament? Well, I mean, just ask Northern Trust, because this is exactly what you want. You want a fantastic property and golf course in Glen Oaks. You want great weather, which we absolutely have. Nice and cool this morning. It hasn't been, you know, it's very dry, so it's beautiful to walk. You're not going to be sweating. And then you can't ask for a more star-studded leaderboard. I mean, we could probably have a few, but this is as, you know, it's as good as it gets, I think. You talk to a title sponsor, and you've basically ticked every box that we have here on Long Island at the Northern Trust Open and in Glen Oaks. It's just been a tremendous show, and it's only going to get better over the weekend. So you're really missing out if you're not making your way over to Old Westbury and checking out Glen Oaks and the top, 125 guys in the world, basically, in the FedEx Cup. They're fighting to move on to next week. The top 100 will advance. There's a couple of notables on the bubble move on to next week. Jimmy Walker, Scott Stallings, Ryan Blum, DA Points. There's a couple others that are sort of on that bubble there to get, trying to stay within the top 100 for the FedEx playoffs. Looking forward to today's show. We're going to be talking to Glen Oaks head PGA professional, Tim Shiflett. He's going to be on with us in just 1 minute. But we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIDA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org.
Play like a pro with a custom set of PXG clubs in your bag. Designed to deliver unrivaled performance and fitted to optimize your game, PXG clubs will help you unlock your true potential. We guarantee you've never played like this before. Get fitted for PXG clubs at Pete's Golf Shop today.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined on the line with Glen Oaks head professional, Tim Shiflett. Tim, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Our pleasure. I want to talk a little bit first about you and your tell us a little bit about your journey to Glen Oaks Country Club, or Golf Club, excuse me.
Well, I've been up in New York now for 30 years. I moved here in 1987, and I was an assistant at Inwood Country Club for 8 years. Learned under Tommy Thomas there, and that gave me the foundation of my career. Inwood was a great club. Tommy was a great boss, and really learned how to be a golf professional there. And then I was the head pro at Middle Bay for 6 years in Oceanside, and just had a great time there. Still have a lot of great friends who I met there, and it was just a great place to be. And I was fortunate to land this job in 2001, and I've been here for 17 years now.
What were some of your, who were some of your teaching inspirations? There's a lot of, there's a lot of systems out there and philosophies. Just, before we get to the championship, I want to just maybe talk a little about you and your golf teaching philosophy and people that inspired you to do what you do.
Sure. Well, I was fortunate early in my career. When I was a junior, I played a lot of golf at Forest Hill Golf Course. It's no longer there. And a family owned the club, the Noah family. And Jean Noah, the daughter, was the teaching pro, and she gave me lessons and taught me a lot when I was young. After that, I was playing high school golf and played a lot with Scott Ford, who was on my high school team. And as it turns out, Scott is one of the teaching professionals here at Glen Oaks. And Scott is grandson of Doug Ford, who won the Masters in 1957.
Wow.
Scott's father was also a golf professional, and so through high school, Scott's dad, Doug Jr., gave me a lot of lessons. So, they helped shape me when I was young. Then I moved to New York, and Tommy was a great boss at Inwood, and I've taken lessons from a lot of different people. Jim McLean was terrific, and Dr. Jim Suddy was also good, and just learned from a lot of different people. I mean, you don't learn everything from one person.
Yep.
And I've been fortunate to be around a lot of people in my career and had the tendency to ask a few questions, and you just kind of learn from there.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because the golf swing is so unique in itself, and it's kind of like education. It's like one size doesn't fit all. You really have to sort of work with what people have, and then there are different philosophies for attacking that. Some people, whether it's used to have the stack and tilt, and then we have the A plane, and all different things and different systems, I guess. So it's sort of but like I said, it's not one size fits all. So you're sort of just working with what they give you.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of different ways to do it, and if you go out to the range here at our club today and watch the tour players warm up, you'll see that all these guys are a little bit different. A golf swing is kind of like a fingerprint.
Yep.
And everybody kind of has their own. And as a player, what you need to do is to kind of find out what works for you. From a coach's standpoint, there's certain patterns and matchups that work together. And, it's not the same for every player. Some people need to feel that they're coming a little bit more out to in if they're a little too in to out, and vice versa, for somebody else who's too in to out. So you just really got to find what your pattern is and then learn how to make your pattern better.
Yeah, how important is video? I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and one of the things we were talking about yesterday was the fact that golf is funny in the sense that you never know. You only think what you're doing, but you never really know what you're doing. And it seems like you hear all these people that talk about, I'm a feel player, but chances are, I don't want to say maybe 8 out of 10, what they feel they think they're doing, if they watched on video, they would be like, oh my God, I'm not even close to doing that. Whether, maybe they say, oh, I'm taking the club, too far outside or whatever. And then they look at the film and they're like, my God, that's not even close. Like, it's just interesting in that sense that most of the time, whatever it is that we think, us field players think we're doing, we're more times wrong than we are correct.
That's kind of usually the case.
Yep.
And I've been teaching for 30 years now, and people will come to me and say, oh, I'm a field player, exactly what you're saying, and then we'll take a look at it, and they'll hit a hook, and they think they came over the top, but in reality, the club's coming to and out. So video is a great tool. We use video here all the time. We use TrackMan. We use video. We use machines that show you how your weight is moving throughout the swing. If somebody comes to me who I've never taught before, I'm not sure what I'm going to use until I start to see their swing. So, you know, all these tools are great tools, and it depends on the individual what they need at that point. But facts are facts about a golf swing, and sometimes people say, feel, you know, I just got to feel it. They've got to know exactly what their fault is, and they have to know how to fix it.
Yeah, and you can't fix it unless you really know what exactly you think you're feeling, you know.
Right.
And when you think you're feeling one thing, but you're really doing another, you know, having that clarity with video or biomechanics, whatever the case whatever you're using, is certainly going to help you. You know, golf is played with confidence, and unless you're confident in knowing what you're doing or feeling, it's hard to play this game.
Yes, absolutely. And everybody's swing tends to have a pattern. I mean, if you take a look at Jack Nicklaus in his career, his pattern never really changed, but he just knew how to fix his pattern. Tiger Woods' pattern never really changed. You know, he always kind of fought the club getting stuck behind him. And whatever teacher he was working with, that pattern was always kind of that way. And, you know, the great players understand that this is how I go wrong. This is what I need to do to fix it. And, you know, video is a great tool. Sometimes it's not good for players, though, because they get too worried about how the swing looks
rather
than how the swing is functioning. So,
well, you're right, because the golf swing takes on the personality of a golf person, you know, of the golfer.
Right.
So if you have a sort of obsessive personality, you could go down a pretty serious rabbit hole. You know, looking at video, looking at TrackMan, and, you know, you're too busy looking in the mirror to make a swing, you know?
Right.
So,
absolutely. As far as looks go, people say Jim Furyk has a funny looking swing. I think Jim Furyk has a beautiful swing. I mean, he's made over $60 million playing golf.
Right. Yep, absolutely. I mean, and that's it. And like you said, right from the get-go, everybody, you know, it's, every swing is like a fingerprint, and the bottom line is it really doesn't matter how you get to the moment of impact, as long as you get to the moment of impact in the correct way in which you're trying to, whatever you're executing at that time.
Right, exactly. The best players in the world, what they do well is the club approaches the ball at a good angle, the face of the golf club is stable, so they're able to control the flight of the ball and the direction of the ball. And when it all comes down to all these various things, that's what you need to do in golf to be consistent.
Well, you know, speaking of the professionals, you have, well, what started at the week as the top 125 players in the world in the FedEx Cup, you know, gracing your range. And, you know, as a teacher, I have to imagine you're sort of a little bit like a kid in a candy store, because now, you know, what do you get from that when you're being able to walk up and down the range? You know, I was out there there yesterday with you, and, you know, right there is, you know, Jordan Spieth and Wesley Bryan and I can't remember everybody who was out there at that time. Brooks Koepka was out there.
Sure.
Matt Kuchar was out there. So it was just. You know, you must have been like, as a teaching, not just a fan of golf, but as a teaching professional, being up close and watching these swings, I have to imagine you'd be like a little bit like a kid in a candy store.
Sure. I mean, it's terrific. I mean, it's, you know, to have this event at our club has been terrific. The membership has been very positive. The players have been great. You know, it's just, you know, it's wonderful to have them here. And, you know, to sit out there and watch them hit balls and see how they go about their business. And, once the week starts early in the week, they're probably a little bit more technical with their coaches. And then as the week goes on, it becomes a little bit less. But it's really nice to be up front and, you know, in the front row watching, you know, how they go about things and how they work on their games.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to, speaking of Glen Oaks, I want to get to that, but I want to take a short break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about the journey of having the Northern Trust at Glen Oaks. But first, we'll talk a little bit about the transformation of Glen Oaks. But you're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
Malvi's Equipment Company is the oldest distributor of power equipment on Long Island and has been serving the community for over 100 years. We have two locations for your convenience in Riverhead and Hicksville. Malvi's Equipment offers a diversified line of quality products for golf, sports, and turf, including Jacobson, Redexum, Vertidrain, Smithco, and Turfco. We also carry Mahindra and New Holland tractors and construction equipment. Visit our website at malvisequipment.com or call us at 516-681-7600.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined by Glen Oaks head PGA professional Tim Shiflett, who's out there monitoring the action there at Glen Oaks. But I want to talk about, first let's talk about the transformation of Glen Oaks. It obviously started with the hiring of Craig Currier, and maybe just talk a little bit about that whole process and then the ensuing transformation of Glen Oaks.
Sure. Like I said, I've been here since 2001, and when I got here, Glen Oaks was already a really good golf course. It was in good condition and a great piece of property. And Craig came here about 8-9 years later, 2009, and when he came on, you know, we started to look at the golf course. They wanted to do some work to it, and he had a great vision. He wanted to kind of change the look of the golf course, want to open some things up, and if there was a knock on the course before, it was probably too many holes were kind of the same length and had the same look. And so by look,
you were talking about like pretty tree-lined,
yes,
holes, you know, pretty much sort of gave this sort of semblance of repetitiveness, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there was definitely a period in the 50s and 60s where planting trees, and a lot of clubs did that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so, you know, one of the things that a lot of people liked about our club back then was every hole was kind of unto itself.
Right.
Where you couldn't see another hole. Well, that creates problems with sunlight and airflow, and it's kind of detrimental to the grass. Then Craig came here. Then we happened to have a couple hurricanes. We had Irene and we had Sandy,
mm-hmm.
and we lost thousands of trees in those hurricanes. A lot of big oak trees that were really heavy fell down, and that actually kind of helped us in what we wanted to do. And when those things started happening with the hurricanes and losing trees, all of a sudden people started looking at our property and say, boy, there's a lot of great vistas here. There's a lot of great elevation change. Then we hired Joel Wyman, an architect, and, you know, he put forth the plan to do the renovation, and he just did a wonderful job. And between Craig and Joel, you know, as far as the look of the golf course goes, we chose something different than a lot of places. A lot of places now are becoming very natural, a lot of fescue grass, and we kind of went the other way, where it's a lot of green grass, big white bunkers. I mean, we used to, on the tournament course, you know, we used to have 125 bunkers. Actually, not the tournament course, on the entire property. We had 125 bunkers, and now we're down to 95.
Mm-hmm.
But we have more sand coverage than we used to have. So the whole thought was green grass, big white bunkers, great vistas, mulch around trees, and just a kind of an elegant, clean look. And I think Craig and Joel did a great job in the outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just curious, is the master plan pretty much done at this point? I mean, I know,
yes,
obviously you guys did quite a bit, and clearly it's acceptable even to wouldn't be thought of to get the Northern Trust if it wasn't, but I was just curious if that plan was totally done.
Yeah, we basically did it over about 2012, 13, and 14,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of did 9 holes at a time. We're fortunate here that we do have 27 holes. So when we were doing the work, we were able to keep 18 holes open at all times.
Right.
So we never had to really go through big golf course closures. And, you know, for the most part, it is done. But, you know, a golf course is kind of like a home. There's always something to do.
And the yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that. The talk about the routing is not exactly, it's, you know, it's sort of like a composite. I believe one of the nines is in intact, fully intact in terms of the routing, but it is a little bit of a composite, correct?
Yeah, it is. We basically use, on the front nine of the tournament course, we use 7 holes from the white course and 2 holes from the red. So we basically added 4 and 5 of red, which are the 3rd and 4th holes of the tournament, and omitted 4 and 5 of white. So, you know, we start with 1 white, 2 white, then we move to 4 red as the 3rd hole, 5 red as the 4th hole, then we go to 3 white as the 5th hole, then 6, 7, 8, 9 of white are the last, you know, 4 holes of the front nine.
Mm-hmm.
The blue nine is the back nine, holes 1 through 9.
Right.
When we talked about when we talked with the PGA Tour in the beginning, and once they came here and said, hey, you all pick the routing because, you know, all the holes here are good enough to use in the golf tournament, their one big concern was they didn't want any long walks from one tee to, you know, from one green to the next tee.
Uh-huh.
They were very cognizant of their fans and the regular fan coming out and following, you know, big players like Rory McIlroy, Jason Day. They didn't want to have those guys walk 300 yards to the next tee.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it took a little time to do the routing, but I think we got it pretty good.
I would say. And the golf course is just, you know, I don't know if you saw, heard my intro, but if I'm a title sponsor, if I'm a club that's hosting a PGA tournament, you basically, this week has ticked every box. I mean, awesome weather, stunning, you know, great leaderboard, stunning property. It's ticked its every box, and I can't imagine that yourself and the members, they can't be any more proud than they are this week.
No, we're very happy. You know, Craig's probably chuckling inside because he's never run a golf tournament with good weather.
right, exactly.
It's something different. But even if you look back to the spring, we've really had a great year. I mean, I think we've only had 5 or 6 days this entire year in the 90s. So, you know, we've had great weather going back from May, June, July, August, leading up to the event. So when you do have a good summer without a lot of heat, then you do have perfect weather. You combine that with Craig's talent and, you know, all the resources that the club put into the golf course, and they take great pride in it. And, you know, you really have to give our membership, you know, a big thank you, because they have always given us the resources and given Craig the resources to do the work to make the golf course look the way it does.
Well, speaking of the golf course, it certainly, I would imagine you, the membership and yourself and the PGA Tour is pretty happy. I mean, if there's anything that's a reflection of the test, is the leaderboard. And you look at this leaderboard, Jonathan Vegas, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson, John Rahm, Justin Rose. I mean, all, you know, either leading, co-leading, or 2 shots behind at the most. Almost as good as it gets. And for New Yorkers, probably like to see Phil Mickelson in there, but he's playing the weekend. But if anything's a reflection of the test and the of the golf course, is definitely the leaderboard. So, you know, talk a little bit about that. And -6 after 2 days, is that, you know, sound about right to you?
I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the leaders at -6 and then +2 made the cut, I mean, you could take anybody in the field can still win this golf tournament.
Yep.
So, you know, from our standpoint, and you said it already, I'd have to go back in time and look throughout the year, but it's probably hard to find a better leaderboard going into a weekend than what we have this week. And it's just been fantastic. I think the course is going to continue to play the same. I think the winning score possibly will be somewhere around 11, 12 under par, depending on what happens here. You know, these guys are starting to get a little bit more familiar with our golf course now. You know, the one thing we've had is, you know, they've never been here.
Right.
So they don't have any prior experience here. But, you know, it is in some ways it's hard to say what's going to win. But as good as these guys are, nothing will surprise me if somebody goes out and shoots 65 today.
Yeah. Speaking of their players being unfamiliar with the golf course, I was watching online, particularly on Thursday. And before I got on site, I watched online and then had recorded the TV and watched later. And I had never, I'd never seen as many pros as I did on Thursday miss the ball on the greens, putting on the low side than I did. I mean, most, you know, 9 times out of 10 pros miss on the high side. That's, you know, why we call it the pro side when we miss it. And I'd never seen so many pros miss on the low side. And I think that speaks to exactly what you're saying, that they were very unfamiliar with the greens. And you're right. They're probably, they're no dummies. They'll figure it out quick.
Yeah. You know, they might not realize it, but there is a certain direction that the golf ball tends to go here at Glen Oaks. And you always have to keep that in mind when you're putting here. And we have great subtleties in the greens. Joe Finger was the original designer of this golf course when he built it back in, like, 1969. And he did a terrific job in how he laid these greens out, where they, you know, they definitely have some great subtle movements to them.
Yeah, and I want to just, I can't wait for the weekend, because it's just, it's going to be fascinating and fun, and I just think it's, everything is, you know, everything, all the stars are in alignment for an exciting weekend. But I want to just change our directions just before we finish up here to the PGA and the change to, the change of date to earlier in the year, and specifically, one, what do you think about it? And number two, we've always had quality, you know, a number of representatives from the Northeast, from the Met section particularly, always seems to be well represented in the field, at least qualifications. And I'm just wondering if you think that the early change in the early date will have any effect, considering the fact that we don't have, you know, we just coming out of winter. Obviously, the PGA qualifying championship, professional championship, is going to have to be before the PGA. So everything is basically moved up, and that puts a strain, I would think, a little bit on the Met section PGA pros to get their games ready. Even though some of them do have, you know, winter havens where they're going down and teaching. Just curious if, you know, on those thoughts about the PGA move.
Sure. Well, first of all, as far as the PGA Tour goes, I think it's a great move to move the PGA till May. It kind of spreads the schedule out a little bit, where you'll have the Players in March, the Masters in April, PGA in May, U.S. Open June, the Open Championship July, and then you'll have the playoffs in August. And I think it spreads it out pretty good for those players. You know, with the schedule the way it was this year, you have a lot of big events from the U.S. Open, the Open Championship, a World Golf Championship, the PGA, and then straight into the FedEx Cup playoffs with a one-week break. So from a tour player standpoint, I think it's a great move.
Yeah.
And I think it does give them a little bit more of an off-season, and I think that's good, you know, for those guys to refresh their batteries.
Sure.
From the PGA pros who do qualify for the PGA Championship, whether, in my opinion, whether they have to qualify in February, March, or April, you know, or midsummer, it doesn't matter. You know, really good players find a way to play well. And yep, whatever the parameters are, to me, they'll find a way. And if you move that back to the golf tournament here, there was a lot of talk, oh, our golf course favors the bomber. And I heard that earlier in the week. But if you look at our leaderboard here, there's a mixture of guys that hit it really far, but there's also a mixture of guys who don't. And yep, great players find their way.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, I'm so happy for you and the membership. I really appreciate the everything is really coming together this weekend for them, and I really appreciate your time, you know, coming on this morning. I know you're busy over there with your responsibilities and stuff, but thank you for coming on the show this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, look forward to seeing you out there. Have a good day.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. That was Tim Shiflett, the head professional at Glen Oaks. We'll be back in 1 minute, 30 seconds to wrap things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Play like a pro with a custom set of PXG clubs in your bag, designed to deliver unrivaled performance and fitted to optimize your game. PXG clubs will help you unlock your true potential. We guarantee you've never played like this before. Get fitted for PXG clubs at Pete's Golf Shop today.
All right, folks, that's it. Make sure you get out to the Northern Trust, Old Westbury. It's going to be a perfect weekend. Thank you for your time this weekend. It's been a pleasure. Have a great weekend, folks.